BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we present a selection of our best St. Patrick's Day sketches, plus a new interview and songs from Donal O'Shaughnessy.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
What's your emergency?
I wants me gold back.
Tell me what happened, sir.
Me gold was taken and I wants it back.
Did someone break into your house?
No, they just took me pot of gold.
Where was your gold when it was stolen?
From the field just yonder, the row of trees adjacent to the hillside. 'Twas buried beneath the acorn tree.
Okay, sir. I'm going to have to get some additional information from you before we proceed.
Well, what about getting me gold back?
We'll work on that in a moment. First, I need your name, address, and a complete description of the theft.
Name's Darby McLovin. I live in the back room of the Corn Cob Pipe Cobbler Shop, and that's at the corner of 5th and Main. And me gold was stolen.
Darby McLovin?
Don't be going there, lassie.
Darby McLovin, Corn Cob Pipe Cobbler Shop, 125 East Main Street.
You know the address?
Of course. That's where I get my shoes repaired.
What kind of shoes, if you don't mind me asking?
A pair of 9 West slingbacks.
Black pumps with a broken heel.
But how did you...
Came in the other day. Should be ready by Thursday.
Did you notice that the...
Toe on the left shoe needs a bit of shoring? Why, yes, of course. And we'll put a nice polish on him as well, so don't you worry none. Now, about me gold?
Your gold, right. When did you last see it?
Yesterday afternoon. It was right after the rainstorm.
Uh-huh.
Everything was fine when I left, but later, before the fog rolled in, I had a bad feeling, so I came back to check, and sure enough, it was gone, pot and all.
Bad feeling, huh? Do you have any idea who might have done this?
Well, I've got a pretty good idea who done it.
And who do you think it was?
That freaky little Charms guy, that's who.
Charms guy?
Yeah, Lucky Charms, that's who done it.
What makes you so sure it was him?
I found an orange star, 2 yellow moons in his wallet nearby.
But why would he steal your gold? He's a fellow leprechaun. Doesn't he have his own gold?
He did. Lad's dead broke now. Word on the street is his drinking got the better of him and he gambled it all away. Oh, I've even heard he's been arrested several times.
Oh, that's so sad. Happens to a lot of celebrities nowadays.
Doesn't concern me, just as long as I get me gold back.
Let me check the database. Looks like our boy was picked up last night for fighting, public intoxication, and car theft.
A gold piece says he didn't have any ID on him either.
Oh, wait! Listen to this. Guess what they found in the trunk of that stolen car?
Well, I'd be going out on a limb on this one, but, by any chance, would it be me pot of gold?
Bingo!
Well, just tell me where it is and I'll be coming to take it back.
Well, sounds to me like it should be worth, oh, I don't know, 3 wishes?
It's old wives' tale. Besides, you'll never catch me.
I'll take my chances. See you at the impound lot at noon.
Oh, good Lord, I'm lost. I better ask for directions. Hey, excuse me, folks. Can you help me?
Sure we can. Are you a Yank?
Yeah, I'm an American.
Would you take a look, Maggie? It's a Yank.
Oh, hello, lad. What can we do for you?
Well, I've been driving around for the past hour. I'm really lost, and I think I need directions to Graya.
Why would you want to go there? It's just 3 farms and a crossroad.
Oh, you know it? Well, my mother was born on one of those farms.
Was she? How grand. What was her family name?
McWiggin.
Oh, fine family name that is, right, Seamus?
Oh, sure. Sure it is.
Okay. Well, I'm lost, and I want to see where my mom was born. Please, can you help me?
Of course we can. You have much better manners than that last Yank I met. I'm walking down the road, you see, carrying my groceries back from town, and this Yank pulls over and asks if I needed a ride. A ride!
Huh.
I mean, well, the nerve of him. Now, I like a good shag, just like anybody else. But how is that going to help me get me groceries home?
Well, I don't think he quite meant that.
Rude young man he was.
Well, sure, I suppose. So, can you give me directions?
Sure, of course. I have a memory like a cow.
Don't you mean an elephant?
No, a cow. Have you ever seen a lost cow?
No, well, no, but...
Here's what you want to do, lad. You go down this road about 2 kilometers. Not those miles that you Yanks use, but kilometers. Then you'll see a brown cow standing next to a white barn. Then you'll drive down a winding road until you see a great oak tree. 100 meters past the oak tree, you'll see a white house with a brown door. If a man is out, roll down your window, shake your fist, and curse at him. That's Tim Feeney, and I can't stand the man. After that, then you drive on the winding road for 2 more kilometers and take a right at a white house with a green door. Are you getting all this, lad?
Well, I'm not sure if...
Good. Then you'll drive by the lake for 5 more kilometers, maybe 10, until you come to a pub. They have very good food there. Then at the pub, you turn right, go up a hill for 1 kilometer, and down the hill for 1 kilometer.
Are there any road signs?
None that I would trust. Then 5 more kilometers, and you take a left at Murphy Sinkhole, straight up the hill, and your mother's place will be the 3rd white house with the red door. I hope you brought your willies, because it's all sheep dung and mud up there. Now, have you got all that, lad?
Oh, sure. I have a memory like a cow.
He's a good lad, Maggie.
Oh, for God's sake, don't listen to him. You'll end up lost forever and ever.
I think I can find my way in my own country, woman.
You can't find your way back from the water closet. Lad, you just need to go straight on 10 kilometers or so, and you'll run right into it.
You'll run right into the river if you go her way.
Don't you tell me I'm wrong, mister.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Thanks for your help. I'll just be going.
All right then, lad. Good luck.
Bye, Yank.
McWiggins. Bunch of sheep-stealing thugs, that family.
Always were. Take me for a ride.
Oh, Maggie, you wicked, wicked old woman. All right, but let's have tea first.
I'll put the kettle on.
What you have been listening to is a wonderful melody called Back Home to Ireland. And with us, we have Donal O'Shaughnessy, our local and now international favorite, wonderful musician who plays Irish songs and writes his own songs. I would like to welcome you, Donal, to our show. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I love this music that you have written. I was pleasantly surprised. I already knew you were good, and I've heard a lot of Irish ditties from you that you've played, but these songs are so connective, and they are your original songs. The song that we are listening to, Back Home to Ireland, just a little bit that we've heard so far, this is your song that you wrote?
Yes, I wrote it. First time I went to Ireland, I had the feeling that a lot of people describe that they had a calling to go back, and it's almost like you've been there somewhere in your soul. And that's where the song originated from. It's such a powerful feeling that so many people describe of when they have Irish ancestry that I needed to put that down in words and music. And I was pretty happy with the way that one turned out.
Well, when I say connectivity, I guess I mean heart. Your music does have heart to it. It has a soul. And it reaches to me, anyway, when I was listening to it. I just immediately wanted to hear more. I couldn't stop listening. Yeah, you can tell that you love Ireland, and most of the lyrics that I have listened to anyway, you have a passion for. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Donal. I mean, how did you even start this? Are you professionally trained, or was this originally you just are naturally born? Probably both, but I'm just curious.
Well, when I was growing up, the entire family was musical on my mother's side. So when we had family parties, everybody had an instrument to play, and we would switch. There was melodicas, and everybody had a piano and or an organ in the house, and guitar, banjo, and we would just have a little family band, and we would play music and sing. I guess I was about 10 years old, and I went to a friend's house for a party, and they were all sitting around watching television. I said, "Where's the instrument?" He goes, "We don't play instruments." But I realized there was something special that my family was able to do. But it wasn't until I was in I volunteered. I was the church organist. I taught myself how to play the piano. I actually stole the book from the music store, how to play the chords. And then I felt so guilty, I volunteered to play for the church for the next 20. So when I confessed to the priest, he says, "I think you paid your dues."
The Catholic guilt.
Yeah, I still harbor that. A little Irish. That's why the Irish are so close to the Jewish people, because they harbor that. I was in my 30s, and the local Irish musician, I guess he's getting so busy because it was in the mid-90s, and Riverdance had just come to the forefront. And he was very busy, and he heard me play the organ in church one day for the Hibernian Mass in Elmira. And he said, "How do you like to play Irish music for a living?" And I said, "Oh, I'd love to, but I have a couple problems. I can't sing, I don't know any songs, and I really don't play any instruments." He goes, "Don't worry, I'll help you get the work." So he came to my house, and he sat down and played 2 hours of recorded music on cassette. He says, "Start learning that." Next thing you know, I was in the music business. So I wanted to expand my career so I would get to meet people from outside the area. So my goal was to have about a six-hour circle from where I lived in the Southern Tier. And that's really what happened with my career now. I play in Ohio and Vermont, and I've expanded now to Virginia, which is a little farther than the 6 hours. But I've met the most fascinating people. In fact, last night when I played in Jim Thorpe, I stayed with friends. And that's how I was able to expand my career in Ohio, because I didn't have to pay for hotel rooms anymore. And people were just been very open and generous with me. I made so many friends. People say, "Why don't you have a fan page on Facebook?" I said, "I really don't have any fans. I just have friends." Mm-hmm. And I think there's a big difference when people welcome you into their life and their home and are so giving and generous. And I just hope I'm able to give some sort of that back to them, what I do for a living.
Well, that's wonderful. And I think it's also part of your personality, Donal. I met you. And you are a very friendly and kind person. So let's listen to this song, Back Home to Ireland. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love it. And we'll be right back.
There's a spirit that flows in an Irishman's soul and carries within it all the dreams of the past. Deep in our memories are the bravest of those believers and dreamers died with our hope that this freedom ship sails with an Irish flag high on its mast. Those who can realize this feeling of pride to be linked to the people of this storied land. I return to this island and know deep inside the strongest, the bravest, the faithful and true. Grant me welcome with smiles and joy in their open hands. Back home to Ireland for the first time, as I gaze on your fields and your shores, in each Irishman's heart there's a part of you inside. In my heart I have been here before. Time calls upon me to fly o'er the sea, answer those voices, they're calling me home. The history has taught me what I am to love, my family, my country, to worship my God. It's your spirit that lives in my heart and the depths of my soul. To Ireland for the first time, as I gaze on your fields and your shores, in each Irishman's heart there's a part of you inside. In my heart I have been here before.
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.